Blog Talk Radio.
I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got they sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it. Didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in. Make him hate his black skin, I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Oh, finally, we got through, finally got through. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. Once again, he had a little bit of technical difficulty on my part. But here we is. We here. Trust me, it's always something. I think that whenever you have something good that's going on, or whenever people could feel like you have something good going on, or whatever it is, it's like the devil or some negative presence always gets involved and throws a little bit of negativity in it. But you know what? We're gonna fight our way through this. No matter how much negativity come our way, we're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep fighting through it. No matter what they throw at us, this telephone company can't get through to the show, and now this telephone company can't get through. I really don't know what's going on. All I know is that I'm here and ready to do the show. And I want to thank all the listeners, the people that's on the line, and everybody that's on the link. You know the rules. If you want to get through, you have to press 1, to go live. And that way I know you're here. If you're on the link, then fortunate or unfortunately, you just get to listen to the show. If you're having trouble calling through, you could always inbox me or text me or anything like that, and I can call you from the computer phone if you can't get through, because a lot of people are having trouble getting through. And I don't know what's going on. We might have to change companies or something, but in the meantime, you know how they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. Everybody know we got the Lisa Experience coming through in about 5 minutes. And after that, we're going to try our best today to get into the four topics today. We're going to try our best to see if we can answer all the topics today. And once again, we got some good topics that have been sent in by the listeners. Like I said, the topics are not always mine. The topics are sent in to me, texted in or emailed in to me or inboxed in to me, from our listeners, And it might be something that they're going through. It might just be, a question they just might want to know. And they, they come to the show for help. And, that's what we're here for, each one teach one, the first topic is going to be, we're just going to breeze through them, but we're not going to deal with them. We're just going to breeze through the topic real fast. The first topic is, how do you know if your mate is cheating? How do you know if your mate, your lover, your husband, your wife, how do you know if they cheating? What's the signs? What's the telltale signs to let you know? Some people might think they know. Others might not have a clue. But anyway, that's the topic number one. How do you know if your mate is cheating? Topic number two, can you be physically attached to someone but not sexually attached to them? Can you be physically attached to someone but not sexually attached to them? I want to hear the answers to that one myself. Topic number three, ladies, do you prefer clitoral stimulation or do you prefer physical penetration? Do you prefer clitoris or clitoral stimulation or physical penetration? And the fourth one is a favorite of mine, and I picked this topic out myself for this week. Number four, and I'm kind of eager and anticipating the feedback we get on this one. Number four. Who is the one person, and you only get to pick one, who is the one person in the world, in your lifetime or in the world, that you will say that you're glad God allowed you to meet, in your time on this earth? It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be a teacher. It could be a celebrity. It could be a cousin. It could be a brother, a sister, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor. anybody, but who is the one person? You think you got to think about this closely. Who is the one person in the world in your time on this earth that you are happy that you was able to meet, that God allowed you to meet in your time on this earth? That's a good one. That's hard. That's real hard. And those are the four topics for today. So we'll be getting to that right after the Lisa experience. Another thing I wanted to talk about was, I don't know, most people are familiar with Kyrie Irving from the NBA basketball star. It's just been, not just been released, but I heard it the other day that, they were saying that he should be applauded and he should be on a tour because the CDC just announced on YouTube, they just announced that the COVID vaccine never was going to prevent COVID. Now, I know they told us that it wasn't supposed to prevent COVID. It was only supposed to help you from getting real sick. You know what I mean? But still and all, to help prevent you from getting real sick or whatever, it was a hoax, one big hoax. Let's see. Hold on one sec. I got to take this real quick. 4399, what's good?
Yo, 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 what's good? I'm in the building, you hear?
What's up?
How you?
How long you got on the phone today? Because we getting ready.
I'm calling. I'm here.
You good? Because we getting ready to go to the...
Yeah, I'm here till about 9:15, maybe.
Okay, we good then. All right. I'm going to come back to you at 8:30.
Say no more.
All right.
I heard. I'm here.
That's a friend to the show. We haven't heard from him in a while, but he's going to come in later, and we're going to add on and build a little bit on a couple of things that's going on. That's our friend to the show. We have a Deshaun. We haven't heard from him in a minute. But like I was saying that about the COVID shot is that they never really knew what it would do. I think it was like a bunch of vitamins they were shooting in people. Well, you're going to hear more and more about it soon, but it was just one big crock of nothing, you know what I mean? So they criticized people, they ridiculed people, they tried to destroy people who stood against the shot. And they tried to convince everybody in the world to take the shots, and they had commercials to take the shot and all kind of advertisements and everything, and it was all in vain, you know what I mean? People still were catching COVID with the shot. People still were getting sick catching COVID with the shot when they said you wasn't supposed to get that sick with it. But I know people who had COVID three times. I know people who had the vaccine and caught COVID and was sick as hell. You know what I mean? So maybe it was just all a money thing or whatever. I don't know, but we will be hearing more about it very, very soon in the future. It's just going to take time, but ain't that something? The vaccine shot was one big nothing, and that's crazy. Okay, let me see if one second. Lisa, you with us?
Of course.
Hey, what's up?
Nine. The weekend.
You ready to tell us about your hectic week or your hectic day, or you got something different to talk about?
Really something else to talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, the people that's on the line, I see the people who press one. Just bear with me for a minute. You know what I mean? So Hold tight. We got 15 minutes with the Lisa experience, and then we're going to jump right into the show. All right. What they say in Hollywood, that without any more further ado, everybody, this is my sister, and this is that.
Good evening, everyone. Glad for everyone to be here tonight. Some people didn't make it, but the ones that made it, I'm glad that we're here. And for the ones that didn't make it, we in their spirits, they're here with us. Tonight, I wanted to talk about unity. What is unity? We always talk about how we should be united as a people or as a nation. But as time go on and we live in 2022, we're not united. We not even don't have closeness. You know, we walk around with T-shirts on to say Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Police Matter, Blue Matter, Yellow Matter. But, and of course, and then Black Power, White Power, Supremacy, you know. But what happened to unity? That one little word, what happened to it? Why can't we be a united nation or people? You know, they said people of color. Okay. Even people of color, we're not even united. We still stay separate from each other. We could work together and we sit, but we're not united. We hang only with the ones that we feel comfortable with. But this is a country that's supposed to be united. It's supposed to be a melting pot. It's supposed to be a country that when people come over, they see the Statue of Liberty ongoing, having people coming and waving to them, saying, come to a place where it's plenty, a place to get a first start, a place to start your life, have your children, have the things abundance. But people that's here and the people that's coming here, we not united. We come here with thoughts in our mind of what we heard, how it's going to be over here, and then we get over here, and we keep those thoughts in our mind, and we don't lay it out to join other people in. It's sad that we live in a country that we don't even know each other. We see each other every day, but we don't know each other. Nobody don't let us in. We don't know. You know, you sit around, you talk your language, or you talk your language that you learned in your country, or even the slang we have, but we're not united. You know what I mean? What's wrong with joining us in? Why we got to be somewhere and hear other stuff? But yet when we talk English, everybody get to hear what we say. So what's so important that we can't hear what you're talking about? Unity. Why can't we have unity? Why can't we be together? Why can't we be a brother and sister? Like we learned a long time ago, we all bleed the same color blood. We all still breathe the same air every day. We all have to eat, drink, sleep, work. We all have our families out there. Still walk around acting like that we just are people on our own. It's not together.
Hold on 1 minute. I think we lost. Let me call her back real quick. You know? Okay, you're back. I think your call was dropped. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, we got to start being together with each other. I want to bring somebody in, but I lost them. But hold on 1 minute. Just bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure out what's going on. Hello? Testing. Let's try this one more time. I guess my sister trying to three-way call somebody maybe. Let me see.
Please leave your message for 9738164785.
One second, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
Hello? What you trying to do? Three-way call somebody or something?
Yeah, I was trying to bring a I had a caller to join in on the conversation I was talking about, but I can't get through to him. But
I could have called from the studio phone, but go ahead.
Well, if you want to, you can call Wendell. But I was saying that,
I'll try to call him.
Okay. But as I'm so sorry, everyone. But as I was saying that, my heart is truly broken about unity and even families. You know, we have ones that we're fighting with each other. We don't talk to each other. We don't invite each other. You know, we don't hear from each other. And then a funeral coming, we see everybody that we haven't seen for years, months, and we show love to them. But yet we don't call them on a regular basis. We don't check in on them. You know what I mean? We got to find a lead way of getting connected with each other. Because I'm telling you, the way everything is going on now, when you look outside, all you see is people carrying their phones, talking on their phones, texting on their phone, phones up against their ear. We don't even talk to each other anymore. It's all about the device that somebody made for us for to make a phone call. Not to live, but to make a phone call. For some people, this is truly this one little piece that we hold in our hand. It's like our whole life. People will leave their house and forget their phone and be miles away to go back to get their phone. Not for emergencies, but they might miss who called them. It was a time when you got a job, you wasn't even allowed to use your phone. Now, even at work, people got their phone read out, walking up. Hello?
Yeah, you get.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tonight is a bad night, but hello. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing tonight?
All right. So I'm getting all messed up with my little presentation, but I'm gonna let you have the floor and say a little bit because my thing tonight was really something that you said to me, and I maybe said it in a different way, but maybe you want to clarify the way you want to bring it out. So you have the floor.
Well, you was talking right, you know what I mean? Everything was good what you were saying about unity and sticking together and you know, such. You know, I feel like people talk about racism, but racism still going on in this world. I feel like, you know, it ain't about just white and black and racism. It's all nationalities, you know? Like every nationality stick together for black people, and it's hard for me to understand why. You know what I mean? Like, not trying to be racial to anybody up here that's listening, but Jamaicans stick together, Puerto Ricans stick together, Haitians, Peruvians, everybody stick together but black people. You know, I live in New York, and you know, and I'm around a lot of Jamaicans, and they stick together. You know what I mean? It's like they won't hire you, not Jamaican. They don't speak to you. You know, they look at you mean. You know, they stick together. But black people don't. You know, we like crabs in the barrel. We pull each other down, talk about each other. We hate on each other. Oh, we doing good. This person, they want that. Oh, this person, that. You know what I mean? Why we just can't stick together? And I just feel like, you know, it's time for a change. I know I'm not the person to change it, but it's just hard out here for that we're not sticking together. We went through a lot. slavery and all these things, and we still out here killing each other and looking foolish. You know what I mean? I just feel like black people need to come together and try to stick together. If there is no unity, it needs to be. You know, white people, they stick together, Jewish, all these nationalities, just think about it. Black people don't. Why? Could someone tell me why black people don't stick together? But all the nationalities do. But that's all I wanted to talk about, you know, why we can't stick together and be as one, you know?
Yeah, that's a good thought. And another thing, I do notice another thing about life now. Most young people under the age of 30, it's not as much racism as it is with the upper ones, 30 and over. We still have a tendency of being racist to other people. But the younger people don't play that. They don't even care about race. Because you see, there's so many races mixing together. You know, black being with whites, whites being with blacks. They being with different nationalities. But it's the upper class 30s and 40s that still go around here hating on each other. You know what I mean? We got to start thinking about what our kids are thinking, that they feel that they beyond worrying about their color. You know what I mean? They're worrying about how to make money, how to get farther, what to do, where they're going to go. You know what I mean? What's going to be better for them. You know what I mean? We're the only country that worries about race. And it is true. Like what he said. We were slaves. We were brought over here. And our people made it through everything they went through. They made it. And do you think that one of them would ever could just wake up and say, why did I even sacrifice my life for us to sit up and live the way we live? And like, we didn't even care about what they went through. They went through hard times, nothing like we go through now. There's no reason that we can't have came out of that and be better people. And I mean, it's okay to like dislike certain people or a certain person. But come on, let's be real. Let's really get together and show that we care about each other. You know, they say love was what makes the world go around. Well, the world ain't going around because there ain't no love out here. Everybody for themselves. Everybody's into themselves. They don't care about nobody. I'll tell you a personal experience. Yesterday, I got locked out of my house. And I called, like, I don't know how many people, and not one person answered the phone. Now, I'm supposed to be at work. You mean tell me nobody wanted to pick up to find out what I was calling about? It was so sad. I had to, like, sit outside in my car and cry and realize that I'm there for everybody. And not one person even thought about picking up the phone to say, sis or Lisa, what's going on? We got to get it together. We really do. We got to get it together. Stop coming around, going to funerals and feeling bad and crying, and then the next day you okay. Unity, small word. Like Queen Latifah said, unity, you two, me and you. UNITY. Let's get it together. And I want to thank the caller for calling in and speaking his mind. And like he said, well, he was a little wrong, because everybody, one little step could make a better life. One little thing we could do each day could make a better life. Hey, good morning, brother. Good morning, sister. Did you need help? Oh, I got that door for you. Let's think about it sometime. Put ourselves to the side and let's think about maybe somebody that is needing more than us. Stop thinking when Thanksgiving comes, we got to give people dinners or we inviting people over to the house or we inviting for Christmas. Christmas is every day. You could give somebody a present every day. And it don't mean homeless people either. It's people that's really out there that need something, and we'll pass them up and give a homeless person change and know what they're going to go do with it. I see homeless people all the time with signs saying, I'm homeless. And I be saying, shoot, all it takes is an ink pen to sign that application and get a job. So that's all I have to say. I want everybody to have a beautiful weekend. And I just hope that, you know, maybe a thought comes from something me and the caller said. And I'm going to end this. And I look forward to hearing from everybody and everybody listening next week. Be best and be safe.
Oh, welcome, welcome back. Man, I was just doing all this talking. I was on mute. Sorry about that. This is sometimes when everything could go wrong, it goes wrong. Believe me. Like I was saying when I was on mute, I was saying that was a good topic, and Lisa experiences better and better every week. And I was saying like the caller said, is like I don't know why our race, the black race, we can't stick together. I don't know why. I don't know if something we born with or something in the genetics, or I don't, it's the environment or the way, is it a generation, something sent down from generations? But he's definitely right. The hatred and the jealousy is so real among our people. And all you can do is say it's the crab in the basket mentality. You can have a bunch of crabs in the basket, and one could be trying to get to the top, and the other ones will pull them down. And that's how it is. And I was saying a few minutes ago when I was on mute, sometimes it could be so immature, or so stupid, or it could have not even have anything to do with a person. I was saying that I remember a time in my life when I was fortunate enough that I wasn't really working. And it seemed like everybody that I talked to who was working, their main concern was for me to be working. And it seemed like once I started working, everybody was, you know what I mean? And I used to say in my mind, like, it's really none of anybody's business. You know what I mean? If somebody got to work 5 days a week, that's them. If somebody got to work two, if somebody got to make work one, it's the own individuals. It's their business. My mother used to always tell me that people live to their means. What I mean by that, if you got a person that make $1,000 a week against a person who makes $200 a week, trust me, the person that makes $1,000 a week is still going to struggle just as much as the person that makes $200 a week, because you're going to live to your means. You're going to live so that your $1,000, you're going to accumulate that many bills, and you're going to have that many credit cards, and you're going to party that much, and you're going to buy that much expensive things, TVs and clothes. So turn around, you're making $1,000 a week, but you're still going to be hurting at the end of the week. And then you take the person who's making $200 a week, he's going to live to his means at $200 a week. And trust me, it might be minimal or less than that, but he's going to live within his $200 a week range, and he's still going to be struggling at the end of the week. So it's all a reoccurring set of events that have people living the way they live. And it's always a set of events that have people jealous of one another. And jealousy is like a terrible disease, Like, when we got to be jealous of each other. And just like you said, everybody stick together. I hate to say it, but the black race. Look at Kyrie Irving, the NBA basketball player. Look at Kanye West. You got black people. Celebrity status, Charles Barkley, Shannon, the one on the intake, the sports show, I forgot his name, Shannon, Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. You got people going against Kanye, and they know he's telling the truth in what he's saying. but they want to help the narrative and help the media and help the gatekeepers and the powers that be try to convince everything that Kanye is crazy, bipolar, he's all that because of what? Because he want to talk against the system. He want to talk against the machine. And not one person to stand up to stand with him. Well, Kyrie Irving did now, but not Jay-Z, billionaire. Dr. Dre, billionaire. P. Diddy, billionaire. None of them won't stand up against the machine. And then you got black people saying that Kanye is crazy or Kanye is stupid. Nah, no, he's not. He rubbed elbow with the upper echelon. He had rubbed elbows with them. He had laid down and ate with the snakes. But the narrative is the media is going to portray him as bipolar or Kyrie Irving. He went against the vaccine shot, and they almost ran him out of the whole National Basketball Association. And now they come out and say the COVID vaccine was never really going to do anything. It's just a whole bunch of a mess. We're about to get started with the show. I see everybody that's on the lines. Trust me, I see everybody on the phone lines. We got like four callers that press one is coming in, and we're going to get to y'all one at a time, all the callers. So I appreciate your call, and I really appreciate your patience. We had a hard beginning to the show. I had some technical difficulties again, but I'm gonna bring you in, and we're gonna get to these topics that we got. We're gonna have a good show. We're still in the first hour of the show, and like I said, I want to thank the Lisa Experience, and I want to thank the caller for calling in. That's what it's all about. We gotta call in. We gotta talk to each other. We gotta hear each other's opinions. We gotta see what's on every different people's minds, and that's what makes the show not only go by faster, but it makes the show more better, you know, all the time. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go to a quick song because I got to call a couple more people into the radio show, so you might hear the phones ring, and they waiting for me to call them, and then we're going to come right back in, you know, with the craziest podcast in the land. We'll be right back after this song. Peace.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you.
I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again.
Uh-oh.
And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can take a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay in, stays favor when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again.
Woo.
Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Woo.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see.
I don't wanna see.
My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, mornings you would want to see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I want to say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Oh, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Oh, I hope the sound is, that everything is coming through the sound. It's been a difficult beginning of the show on my end, not on the other end, on my end, trying to make sure everything is good. You know what? Let's go to the phone lines and see who out there. I'm coming to, I see everybody on the phone lines to press one. Trust me, I'm coming to you. Just be patient. 4399, you live.
Yo, what's good, everybody? What's definitely good in the building, you heard?
What's going on, brother?
Man, listen, I came to talk some shit today, man, but Lisa took me somewhere else. Hey, Miss Lisa. Now, I just want to touch
up
on that. Huh?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I want to touch on, you know what? Anybody that don't know Miss Lisa, man, when she spoke, man, she lives. You hear me? Like, that unity, that thing, that give back, she do. I remember when I used to be a little younger, you know, the little parties she used to do, the block parties, the fuck bags, and you know what I mean? That's what she did to help try to build our community that we grew up in. You feel me? And I salute you for that. You know, the Declaration of Independence was written for us, right? They say we the people. But who are really the people? It's definitely not black people because we don't stand unified for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know me. I've been locked up for the last going on 19 years. The 21st of this month will be 19 years. And I look at the brother, I salute you to the one that called in because When the Caucasians, when the white people come in, when the Puerto Ricans come in, when the Jewish people come in, their time brings them up to dial and up to speed with whatever they need. They don't go hungry one night. They don't go without shower stuff. They don't go without anything. But when a black man come in the building, I don't know that nigga. He ain't from around my way. Who he? Who that? Yo, would you? That's not how we supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? How are we supposed to be unified if we always stand divided, trying to conquer one another? Lisa, you said earlier that we walk around with Black Lives Matter shirts. I kind of giggled when you said that because Black Lives Matters to who? I think we done killed our own people more than anybody in this world been killing us for the last umpteen years, you know? But it seems like the only time black people are unified is for a funeral or sometimes for a march, which is going to lead to somebody trying to go loot and do some dumb shit. Some black people go to their marches just so they could get their shit off. That's not unity. That's usury. Because you're using something that the black people are trying to put together for us to do something, take a stand for something, and to turn it to something negative. So Black Lives Matters to who? I just want y'all to chew on that for a minute, man. You know, 19 years being incarcerated opened my eyes to a lot of different views. Because believe you me, I used to seek revenge. If somebody did something to somebody in my family, trust you me, I don't give a damn who you was, where you was, I was coming. You know, but is that how we want to raise our youth? I'm a grandfather at 39. My grandbaby is 3. So I don't want them to live that gang banging life, that street life. Oh, I'm hood this, I'm hood that. You know, but that's not where we at today. That's not where I'm at today. Lisa, when you said that you called people because you were stuck outside, locked yourself out, and nobody would pick up the phone, I almost broke down because what is it of a family or a friend? Are we really connected that when I call you, it's always you thinking something different? What if it was an emergency? You ain't pick up your phone. Like, I stopped calling a lot of people. My thing is, if I call you twice and you don't return my call, that means you really don't want to be bothered. I don't need nobody money. I don't need nobody sympathy. I don't need nobody negative energy. You know, if you're going to be part of my life, you got to be part of my life for the right reasons. I love Christ. I love my music. I love my family. I love my clothing line. And I love those who love me. Because God died, Jesus died for us. He didn't just die for me. So I'm sitting here telling y'all today as a living example of the change that God has done to me, man. Like, I remember Lisa used to chase me home because I was doing some crazy stuff in them streets. You know what I'm saying? That big-ass stop sign scared me sometimes, you know? But Jay used to give me advice. To this day, he still do. That's one brother I know I can call and be like, yo, man, I'm going through something. He'd be like, what's bothering you? What's up? Or if he can't talk, he'd pick up the phone and be like, yo, I'll call you back or call me back. That support is all I ask people for. I don't need anything from anybody. Trust me. I probably got more money sitting in jail than y'all guys will ever see in your whole life. You know, I try to do give backs whenever I can. But it's not about that. How do we as a people come together collectively to save where our neighborhoods are? Not too many people about that. Jay, you talked about that COVID-19 vaccine. They still talking about I can't get a visit because I ain't get vaccinated. So I told them niggas shove that vaccine up their ass. I could see my people on video chat. You know what I mean? Like, if it was that important, I could see you on video. I got JPay. If I have to do something illegal to get a little thing, I don't mind spending $1,500 to get a phone so I can see my family. But it's if people in here are vaccinated and boosted, but people still in here catching COVID. Right now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, there are, just in the building, there are 50, 100, 150, 170. There's about 200 people in the building where I'm at, officially at. I say about most of them had COVID within the last month. Right now, they got a whole dorm that holds almost 60 people contact isolated because they got COVID. The unit I'm sitting here talking to you, I got 9 guys that's COVID positive. In the area where we go to meet at, there's 22 people back there that's COVID positive, and they're vaccinated and boosted. People have died. I don't see no people that died from getting vaccinated. So what is the real thing about a vaccination? Shit. You know, like, the public need to know this shit. Like, y'all come out here Broadway, man, like, I don't know, man. I'm about to put something together, man. I'm really ready to put something together. You know, any questions, man, jump in the box, man. Like, I don't mind answering questions. I'm G with everything I say. I stand by what I do. I stand by who I am. You know what I mean? Lisa, again, thank you for everything you have done. Salute, rest in peace to all the veterans, man. Like, salute, Jay. Salute to you, Jay. Like, you know what I mean? You were a pioneer of what I became almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, your road to your success has brought me to where I am. You know what I mean? I love y'all for that, man. Like, you know, I remember I just, like, walking around the corner, come sitting on y'all front porch and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate that. At least I appreciate you for everything you do. The next time you get ready to put something together, let me know. I'll donate some money.
Okay. Steve, I'll stay with us.
Stay.
I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
All right. Let me.
I have to get your number from Jay later.
Good, wise words, man, spoken by a wise man. Stay with us, Big Sean. We're going to come back to you. Let me get see who's on the line out here.
All right, I'm done at 9:15, so.
Okay, all right. 5392, you live.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's the thing. I'm just listening to everything. I don't know. As far as what the lady's saying about we getting together and doing things together, that's always been our problem. I think there's a lot of jealousy, and we got to get rid of that jealousy. I don't know if we ever will. But there's human jealousy anyway. Not just, you know, between the, you know, our race. There's always this human jealousy all over the world. Everybody's always, like, jealous of each other, you know. But we have it bad when you can't walk down the street without worrying about getting shot from your own people a little or nothing, you know. I think that's one of our major problems, you know. We're not just jealous. We out there killing each other for nonsense. You know?
That's true.
That's
what
I mean.
Call it. What your name was?
What? What did you say?
Did you say your name was?
Dr. James. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. James? So true. What you said, so true. I don't know if we'll ever be able to stop the violence. Me and a friend of mine, we used to go back and forth talking about the black on black crime, you know, as soon as somebody other than a black person kills a black person, we want to tear the city down and all kind of things like that, but. One black person to kill another black person every day, all day, and it seems like it's not a big deal, or it's only when it's appropriate to a group of people, or when some people feel like marching for it or something like that. We gotta get a grip on that. We gotta get a handle on the black on black crime. I used to didn't feel like that. I used to argue with my friend. Because he used to say he didn't want to hear all that black crime, you know. But we'd be still killing each other, and I used to try to tell him that, you know, I didn't really want to accept it, and I really didn't want to believe it, you know. And everybody who white, who talk about the black on black crime, we gotta start dealing with the black on black crimes and have the same. The same marches, the same protests, the same debates and everything when one of our own killed one of our own. And I don't know when it'll ever stop or what we got to do to make it stop. I just don't know. But let's see who else on the line. 5554, you live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Deborah. I'm part of the Grown Folk Talk podcast.
Hey.
I was invited.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm just listening to everything that's being said by your sister talking about the unity. It definitely will have you upset, you know, because of all of that and the situation she said where she reached out and nobody responded. Sometimes it makes you get a little frustrated because you feel like you give your all to everybody, and when you finally need somebody for you, there's nobody there. So it kind of makes you want to stop, you know, give up and say, why am I doing what I'm doing? But, you know, we got to keep on pressing on because we don't know who lives we touch when we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So every day we live in, somebody's looking at the life that we're living, and it causes a transformation in somebody else's life, regardless to how much we are, you know, frustrated by the actions of others. Like the brother said to you earlier, you and your sister made a difference in his life, you know, and you're still making a difference in their lives. So we just have to stay positive and upbeat, and we have to live the life that we're expecting others to live. So we got to be that example, that leader to show them the way to get to that place that we're trying to get everybody to be to. So many people have planted ideas and different things in their mind and make you feel insecure. So these people are dealing with insecurities and anger and abuse and different situations that they've been through that brought them to that mindset. But sometimes, you know, the Bible says how love hides a multitude of sins, how it conquers all and different things. I really believe in that, but you really have to have patience to do that thing, and it's not easy. It's not easy for the leader, the teacher in the situation. It's not easy for the person that's being groomed by your leadership either, because they got to deal with their emotions and figure out why is it that they should make that transformation that it is that they need to make, you know. And like he said, you know, now he believes in Christ, and, you know, his life is different. But the people around him and what he's reading and things of that nature caused that change. But we have to have examples for us to transition into better. So we have to first, the Bible says, for us to be a friend, we first have to be friendly, show ourselves friendly. So whatever it is that we're seeking from others, we have to give it to others. You know what I'm saying? And we have to stand strong even when they're not giving that back to us, because sometimes it's just a matter of time. If we have faith and belief and keep loving on them and being there for them, then they can make that change. So I applaud you and your sister on tonight. And those that spoke, the unity is going to come in us being the leaders that we were born to be, showing other people the way, holding their hand as they walk, and in return, them holding our hand so we can walk this journey together. So each one teach one.
Amen.
And thank you, Deborah. What I was thinking about, too, you know, you see how, like, we a group of people on the podcast right now, and we all got the same narrative, we all got the same mindset, you know, but when we get off the phone later, we got to keep the same narrative, and we can't only talk the talk, we have to walk the walk, because it has to begin somewhere, it has to start somewhere, you know. I mean, everybody is in a different space, a different place, even right, whether you're in your home or you're in your car, where you at work or you're incarcerated, or no matter where you at, we have to start teaching each other. The same way we come on this podcast and talk about unity and sticking together, we have to start building that among each other. You know what I mean? And you don't know. It could just start from this show right here. You know what I mean? If I can get 10 people to help me and deal with unity, if Deborah could get 10 people, if my sister could get 10 people, if Deshaun could get 10 people, the first caller, if we just keep sticking together, you know what I mean? And it may seem like it's small numbers, but, you know, like they say, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take a long time to break this, I want to call this jealousy thing and this hatred thing, I want to call it a curse. It was put here by the devil, and we have to break it. We can't just talk about it. We have to be about it, and we got to start something. Mm-hmm. We have to, because I'm going to tell you something real quick. I get home from the city, and keeping the only store show is based. Keeping the real show is based in Patterson, New Jersey. The Dominican culture the Latin, I'll just say the Latin culture has took over the city. You know what I mean? And I don't hatred for them. I'm just speaking the truth. Like Kyrie Irving or Kanye, they have took over the city. I remember in Patterson when we had black owners of the bodega and the corner stores, and black people had bars, black people had gas stations, and black people had all kind of stores. You know what I mean? We had a lot of things going on in the past, and over the years and years and years, we have shifted our mentality and our brain set to worry about who's sleeping with this person's husband, or who's stealing from this person, or what this person got, or what kind of shoes you got, or your house is bigger than mine, your car is better than mine, your hair is this and that. We put so much time in the negative things that we don't have time to even think about the right thing. And I think we need to put more empathy, first of all, into yourself, because you got to save yourself before you can save others. And once you save yourself and keep your mind directed, and stop worrying about what this person got, and stop worrying about what that person got. You know what I mean? And start having respect for yourself. Start loving yourself. You know what I mean? Stop being at people you love yourself. Stop letting people dictate your life when you know they shouldn't be dictating your life. You know, call your own shots. You know what I mean? We got people out here who know they sometimes when they know they wrong. They know they wrong, but they will fight for what's wrong instead of fighting what's for right. And I believe that it starts with relationships. You know what I mean? People, boyfriends and girlfriends, husbands and wives, fiancés and all that. I believe we got to strengthen our families, and we got to strengthen ourselves. You know what I mean? And that's what's gonna be the beginning of it too. Everybody know I don't believe in love. You know, I consider myself Mr. F Love. I'm not gonna curse, because we went through a whole hour of the show curse one time. So I don't know what's going on here, but I feel the Holy Spirit right now. So we gonna keep it out of that mix.
I want to say this, that like you said, it would have to start with the teams like that. You said it would have to start with a couple of family or whatever. But like you said from the beginning, it really has to start with individuals, because even in a relationship, we have to learn how to communicate with each other. We have to learn how to listen. Some people just don't know how to be quiet and listen to somebody else. Some people don't know how to allow another person to get their frustrations out, you know what I'm saying, and then wait until everything calms down and come back and give your viewpoint, because sometimes you can't get your viewpoint at the same time somebody else gives their viewpoint. It's just not possible. If we're going to get somewhere together, we're not going to get it that way. So I will have to let you get your turn. You know what I'm saying? I would have to come back and say, okay, what you said earlier or yesterday or last week, I felt like this. And then you have to respect what I feel, and I have to respect you. We don't have to agree, but we have to agree to disagree if we disagree. But sometimes it's just a matter of time. If we let somebody absorb something to think about it and see it from our perspective and our angle, and then they can come around to what it is we're saying, and maybe we can meet in the middle. Maybe they'll go my way or I'll go their way. But it's just a matter of communication, and we lost that. We don't listen. We don't communicate well. We don't know how to communicate. And I was looking at a thing with Will Smith when he apologized to his supposed aunt in the thing, and he was like, I was wrong. And he was saying, I didn't know how to listen. he was saying I have to get therapy. And some of us are too proud to get the help that we actually need. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sometimes we got to get all the baggage off, and we have to have somebody that will not judge us and not will make any type of negative response to what we're saying, but allow us to get all those things out, because all those negative things that we have within us that we're acting out is because of things that was planted in us. And we have to have some type of release for those things. So that's what we need, somebody to listen to us. It may be our partners in our life. It might be a psychiatrist. It might be a counselor. It could be anybody, but it has to be somebody that you could trust on that level that's going to keep that thing for you, to let you release that thing so you can move on. You know what I'm saying? And won't judge you for who you are. So I just want to say that the start is with us. We got to assess ourselves. We got to look at how we listen, how we learn, how we respond. Are we acting in anger, or are we just retaliating? And we have to learn that retaliation is not the key. We have to find other ways. But if we take the time, we can learn how to deal with the situations better and have a better outcome.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. And also, I'm getting ready to come back to you, Dave Sean, because I know you're running short. But and another thing we have to start dealing with, the truth. You know what I mean? Because, the truth is the power, and the power is the truth. We have to start dealing with the truth. You would be surprised. I really want to talk about something. Yeah, somebody called me out today, but I don't know if they're listening, and I don't want to do that. But just keep it, but it really bothered me. You know what I mean? And that's coming from a person who I done did a lot of things, and with a lot of people, and I done, in my days and everything. But we have to build on so much. We have to build on stuff. We have to start dealing with the truth. We have to start dealing with facts. You know what I mean? The truth hurts. That's a real statement. The truth does hurt, but a lie hurts for a long time. You know what I mean? And we have to start. We have to dealing with the truth. You know what I mean? Deshaun.
Yo.
Okay, I know you said you gotta be out at 9:15.
Yeah.
In about 3 more minutes.
All right, who that? Simply Deborah. That's your name, right?
Yes.
Who?
Thank you for them words. Thank you.
Well,
listen, I ain't no preacher, but I can write a sermon, and I felt like you was in the pulpit right now. You was in your glory just now, and ain't nothing wrong with spreading the word of Christ, you know what I'm saying? But if nobody knows, and there was a author, a poet by the name of Marilena Coringa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was written, it was called The Black Family Pledge. I'm going to share that with y'all next week for y'all that ever read it. If y'all can, go look it up. But I'm going to share, I would like to share that with y'all next week, because with this topic that we're speaking of at this present moment is exactly, because it was written for Kwanzaa, but we're talking about black people and having no unity, right? And that was written, and it talked so deeply about what you just said. It just made me go in my mind about the Black Family Pledge. You know, like, I'm astounded. Like, I'm emotional right now. You know, it's just touching that we sharing these views, but how many people going to pick up tomorrow we just hung up this phone at today? How many of us is going to have that same energy when this phone would disconnect? I'm thinking about us as a people. You know, we each got to build each other up, man. Stop knocking each other down, and let's build our nation. And I'm not talking about the nation of America. I'm talking about the black nation. Because if we get together, we some powerful people.
Yes.
You know, we are powerful people. There is power in numbers. If we can become unified instead of divided, we can run the world. We can rule the world. Come on. How many of us thought when we was kids that the president was going to actually ever be black? The first lady today is black. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got some things going for us. But how much do we appreciate what we have or what we had? You know, Jay kicked my dude, man. Like, I appreciate you picking up your phone, man. Honestly, man, you know, that means a lot to me.
I pick it up all the time, but, you know, but I do.
Yeah, when you do, when you can.
Yeah. So I'm good. I'm good.
Huh?
I'm good with you. You know what they say, like, I might can't do it all the time, but I'm always on time. You know what I mean? That's how
exactly.
I feel.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Lisa going to pick hers up when I call her, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just real quick, man. Keep my family in your prayers. Huh?
I was one of them people that didn't pick up when she was trying to call me yesterday, so I think she's throwing a rock at me right here.
No. It ain't you. Nah, I was just going off of lease energy.
I'm talking about my sister. She said that nobody wouldn't answer the phone for her.
Oh, so she was throwing a rock at you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Bust him in the head, Lisa. I know you still got that stop sign. Bust him in the head with it.
I was in the barber chair, man. I was in the
chair. Hey, well,
you got to make it up.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, for y'all, hey, Jay, I don't know if you and Lisa know, but y'all know I just buried my grandmother the other day and my aunt yesterday. I buried my aunt yesterday and my grandmother the day before.
Oh, sorry
to hear that.
Yeah, so by Red, they had my grandmother, what they call, repass? They had that right there by Red's, right there on 17th Ave. His brother did his thing. Yeah, that was,
okay.
I don't know, I was drunk. My fool ain't supposed to say that, I mean, yeah, oh, fuck them. But anyway, they had the repass, you know.
You make booch in jail, what they call it, that wine.
Nah, nigga, I spent $125, I get me a 16.9-ounce bottle of Ciroc. I'm chilling.
I forgot. You can get anything you can get in there. But
I got one bottle left by 12 o'clock. It's going to be done.
Hey, yo. Yeah, 19 years, you can do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't get no backlash from me, brother. I might be drinking something too. 19 years, that's a long time. But you know, you sound positive, you sound uplifting, you know what I mean? Or whatever that's worth, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I know. Every time you call me, you never called me and your energy was different. You always got the same energy. You know what I mean?
You know what it is? God has done things. God has been a part. Since I let God take over my life, man, my life has changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still got my, you know, I still got issues. Ain't nobody perfect. The only perfect person walked this earth was Jesus Christ. And, you know,
when you
like
reach
some things.
Perfect, you got to go.
Huh?
I said, when you're perfect, you got to go.
Uh-oh.
Don't miss that rope.
Go ahead, preacher.
Don't miss that count at 9:03 late for that count.
No, man, I ain't got to log in. I was just going to go make me some drinks, but, you know. But it is what it is, man. I definitely do appreciate y'all, man. Simply something. Hold on, it'll come. Simply Deborah. If your peoples want to do get some shirts made for your podcast, let me know. I got y'all.
I'm starting my own spot starting December the 4th from 7 to 9.
Oh, shoot. Can I call in on the phone?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Well, if you know Jay, give him the information. I'll be there.
He
Wait, what days is those?
Sunday. Only on Sunday from 7 to 9 for me.
Okay. You from Patterson?
No, nope, but my best friend is from Patterson.
Oh, I probably know
Prince
your best friend.
Family.
Huh?
Prince family. Prince
oh,
family.
Oh, from down the hill, from my Temple Street and all that. Yeah.
I
know. All right, say no more. Yo, God bless y'all. Y'all stay safe, man. Let's get this energy in. Let's keep this thing positive, man. You know, God loves y'all, man. God bless y'all. And we're going to do what we do.
I ain't hear from you in a while, but thanks for calling in, Dave. I'll talk to you this week anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, you want my number now, or you going to get your number from your brother?
Get it, or
I'll give
it to you.
My sister, man.
What? Listen, I ain't young no more. I can flirt with her now. I'll be 40 next year, bro.
She old enough now.
Hey, look, I ain't got to worry about her telling me, boy, get your little ass around that corner. I'm going to call your mama.
I gotta hit you with the
Oh shit.
Hey, Dad, I gotta get to the next callers, man. Yo,
all right, stay fresh, man. Y'all be easy, man.
All right, yo,
take care.
Peace out. All right. That's my man, Deshaun, y'all. For real, he's a friend to the friend to the show. Well, more than a friend to the show. Like you said, me and my sister watched him grow up from young, right around the corner in Patterson. You know his mother, know his whole family, and he know my whole family. He knew my mother and father, and I knew his. And there's real a lot of love there. Let's go to the lines real quick. I see the people on the lines. We're gonna go to one call and then we take a quick break. But let's go to the lines. 3282.
Well, it's about time, brother. Hey, what's going on? Peace and blessings to you, my dear brother Jay, and also sister Lisa. How you doing?
All right, and you?
Good. Hey, Jay, before I get started, I want to let you know I got Leon connected with me, so I got to stay on this base. Leon, you still there, brother?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I got Leon on. And by the way, Jay, Gwendolyn is starting to show me. I just gave you a number tonight because we were at Miss Adrian's show.
Deborah.
I'm sorry. Sister Deborah. And also, Dr. James is a regular on the show. After we left Miss Adrian's show, I said, all right, everybody, over to Jay's show. Let's get up there. I gave him the number. So that's why they're up there. And hopefully Dr. James will stay tuned into your shows on Friday, brother. But listen, Jay.
He's not here.
I know, I heard him. Listen, Jay, I want to say this to you, brother. Now, you know I don't ask so much for you to come on my shows when you can, but you and Lisa, you got to come on my show next Saturday because I got Dr. Irene. She's not a homeopath. She's not a naturopath. She ain't no health nut doctor. She's an MD. She specializes in skeletal and neurological disorders. She's going to give you the science, brother, and I want Shadi to come on, too. She's going to give you the science about the dangers of taking this shot. We're talking about a regular MD doctor, so I want to invite y'all on next Saturday. Please be there.
Okay, that's a bet. I'll be there. See, that's a direct. Like, you know, I guess when a brother, when somebody needs me, I'm there for them. That's how I am,
please.
So I'll be there.
I know
you
will be there. Yeah. And
yes.
Shadi been on Miss Adrian. He was on Miss Adrian's show last week. And I know Leon said he came on your show Wednesday, last week? Oh, no, Wednesday. But I'll let Leon talk for himself. Go ahead, Leon.
No, Brother Gary,
hey, what's up?
Can't finish you doing it.
I know.
What's going on, brother?
He's giving you a shout-out.
Yes. What's going on? What's going on, Lisa?
Hey, how you doing?
You remember me?
From the show?
No, you don't remember me. No, you don't remember me. I met you, how we met was on the show. We met on the show, and what I was doing was when I came on, when you first came on, I was calling you by your last four digits of your telephone number.
Okay.
Do you remember? He was the one that Lois kept saying he had a sexy voice and that his voice had her going and this and that, remember?
Oh, wow, yeah. They never did that, yeah.
And he never called back again after that.
Yeah, though.
He got scared. Okay.
Nah.
Hey, Jay, is that brother still on or he had to leave?
Huh?
Oh, yeah,
brother,
you
were just interviewing. Did he leave?
The brother
Jay Sean.
Rated.
Yeah, the brother that grew up with you.
I think he hung up. I don't see his number.
Okay. I want to address him on something positive, of course, you know. But I guess another time, another bad
yeah,
time, whatever.
He'll
you
know. Be on next week. When he come up, I like to pick bones with him all the time. We go way back, like from years. So when he come on, he'll be back on his boutique because I gotta get him because if he was listening when he said he embraced the Lord, and the next thing he said was he got some Ciroc in the cut.
Yeah, hey Jay, you know what I was going with him with that. I was like, brother, don't do that to yourself. Yeah, you better reach out.
He's not perfect. He's still
yeah.
got a flaw.
Yeah, I wanted to holler at the brother about that, but okay. Right, Lisa?
You heard me say I got a phone myself. I mess with him all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's family. You know what I mean? Nothing.
Yeah.
Carson.
Yeah.
Hey, Forrest, what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, just trying to keep positive energy on my show, you know, and, you know, hey, you know, just trying to do the right thing by people. You know, I got Sister Sister Deborah coming on December the 4th with a gospel show. She's got a gospel show coming up, all right? And Jay, listen to this, brother, because, you know, we share, brother. I remember before you said you were looking for a gospel show. So what I'll do is, if you still are, I'll hook you up with your sister, okay? And if you want to do a gospel show on another day, all right, or another time, and she's available, I'll give her your digits, and she'll give you a call to text you, and maybe you could plug in that gospel show if you want.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
You get show for us? Well, no, your show is tomorrow night. Your show is
tomorrow
night.
Every Saturday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I see. We got a lot of different listeners on here. Yo, Forrest, so who you said you had on your show tomorrow, did you say?
No, I didn't say. Tomorrow night, I got this Sister Veronica. Now, y'all remember, Lisa, you remember this, Jay? Remember they bombed that house back in 84 down in Philly?
84 in Philly.
Yeah, it was called the Move Movement.
I don't know right offhand.
Okay, what about you, Lisa?
Nah.
Okay, it was in Jet Magazine. They bombed the house, all right, and what happened was they were feeding the community, all right, and, of course, they were considered radicals, and they dropped a bomb on them. But anyway, I got that Sister Ramona Africa. Every last person that was a member had the last name Africa. I'm working through this system to get Ramona. They locked her up for 20-something years. Maybe Leon might know the exact number. But they locked her up. She just got released a couple of years ago. All right. And when she was in jail, she was pregnant. And her son is an activist now. I'm going to bring him on in the future, get in contact with him. But this Sister Tamar, she's part of, I know y'all heard of, now I'm trying to think of the brother's name. What's his name, Leon? Help me here. UNIA. Marcus Garvey. She's part of his movement. It's still active. It's called the United Negro Improvement Association. All right, Marcus Garvey is a hero in our culture. And she's coming on. And also, Jay, I know you're familiar with Mumia Abdul-Jamal. The Black Panther's been locked up for 30 years. They still got him in prison after 37. Huh?
I heard about him.
Yeah, she's leading. She's working with other people to try to get him released. He was supposed to only do 30 years. He's on 37 now, man. They don't want to release him, man.
Yeah, that's how my man that was just on the phone, John, he was only supposed to do, like, I think, 8 or 9 or 10. He's been in prison 19 years. But, Forrest, hold that thought right there. Hold that thought, because I got
okay.
a couple of more people I'm getting in. Hold that thought.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Jay Sean, this is a solution. I don't know what your subject is, but I did have some comments. Yeah, regarding the neighborhood situation. But I'll stand by and listen if you guys are into another mode or conversation.
Okay, just 1 second, bro. 1 second. Let me see.
All right.
We'll come right back. All right. 5885, you guys.
Hey, Sean, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? LaToya.
How are
right?
you? Why are you
huh?
over there laughing? How are you?
I'm okay. My show has baptized tonight.
I listened to the show. It's a great show, I must say. I was listening to the show. What a great show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we baptized my.
Yeah. See, Lisa, you're awesome, Lisa. You just continue doing what you're doing. You told God to be, you're going to continue following him. And for that gentleman that was on that line, he needs to keep on speaking because it's definitely needed. It's my deepest condolence to his family.
Oh, the one that was in prison.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's been through a lot, and like he's been locked up 19 years. But he always keep the same, you know, the same. He always got the same energy every time I talk to him. He got the same energy. So I can't. I don't know if I could do that. You know what I mean? So some people are stronger than others. So I commend him. But what's going on with you?
Everything is well. I'm grateful.
Oh, okay. You heard anything on the show that stood out to you?
I'm sorry?
You heard anything on the show tonight that stood out to you?
Everything everybody was saying. What a great show.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. That's what it's all about. Even that's what I tell people. Even if you press 1, to just give a shout out. Just to say something nice. You know, it's all taken in perspective, you know what I mean? And that's what makes a good show. So many different opinions, different thought processes, and then we all come together, and then we just have a good show. Like I said, I think last week, people on YouTube, they begging people for to subscribe to their channel and press the like button. You know, all we want you to do on this show is just press 1. You know what I mean? And we have a great dialogue, you know what I mean? Stay with us, LaToya. All right, Mr. Solution, back to you. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastically. How are you?
I'm okay. Just hanging in there. We just breathing
super,
right along, you know. The time goes so fast, but we still got like 30 minutes, so we okay. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind, thanks for asking, was last time when we spoke, you brought up some issues regarding the community. And I don't know if I told you, if you recall, rather, I said to you that some communities that I had lived in, the greatest source of excitement was tree trimming. Do you recall that?
That was on Shadi's show, but I was there though. I remember you said that.
Oh, okay. So I thought you brought up the issue about the neighborhood. So I had thought that through and had a couple of suggestions. I did give you a book to read for personal enhancement, Dr. Claude Anderson's book, Powernomics. Are you familiar with that one?
No, I'm not familiar with that book. But if brother Leon, are you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
And then you, wasn't you on the show, Chavis show Wednesday, and you said you wanted to address something that Mr. Solution said. Was that you?
Yeah, you talking about the guy that caught his animals?
I mean, yeah, I didn't say that, but
that's
I don't
him.
Know. But you, I
don't
know. Was that that's him? Who's somebody said that?
That's
yeah,
him.
I guess that's him. I didn't exactly hear that. You know what I mean? But
Well, I didn't say that, and if I did use the word animal, I used it in a specific context. I didn't just throw it out there.
Let me tell you what context that you put it in. You ran it in your conversation. What you said was,
So it was me that you're talking about? It was Solution?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't know. Listen, I don't know what the person's name was that was talking. So I can't say
Oh, okay.
It was
so
you.
Maybe it wasn't me. So I can't take credit for something
no,
I didn't.
No.
I don't think it was you. It wasn't.
It was
oh, okay.
Exactly,
all right.
No, it was exactly you. You called black people animals.
I didn't say that. If I did
that was,
say
that,
that see,
you?
I would have never said what you said. Now, I would say people that just murder other people are animals no matter who they are. Okay,
okay,
people who take a loaded gun and point it at another person and then pull the trigger, I would call that person an animal. What would you call them?
Okay, stop. Well, stop right there. Stop right there. Now, so it was you that said that. And that
no,
is,
I'm not
that
saying
you.
It was me that said that. I'm just
no,
saying that
you.
Would be the context that I would say such, that
right.
I would
but
call
so
a person an animal.
But see, now I know it's you. Now,
no, you don't
you
know
said,
that it's me because I don't recall having said that. Because
okay,
I wouldn't just say people are animals. I don't do that.
Let me bring your memory back to you, sir. That's all.
Okay.
All you got to do is listen. Can you listen? We listen
yeah,
to you
I'll
when
speak.
You called us animals. Okay. Listen. You did say that. It is you. And you said, what do you call black people who run around shooting each other? They're animals, right? And then,
yeah, I agree with that.
That.
What would you call them?
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. Stop. But then when somebody said to you, what do you call somebody who were running a school that killed innocent kids, and what would you call somebody who ran into a store in New York and killed Pacific people, what would you call them? Never call
animal.
Them.
I would call them an animal too.
But you did.
Well, I'm telling you now. I would call them that too. Unless you just want to be nitpicky, you can go ahead. But I'm telling you, I would call both persons or whomever that engaged in that kind of barbaric activity. I would designate them as animals. By the way, what would you
well,
call
can I,
people
can I say
who
something
did
about
that?
That? Can you hear me?
Hold up.
Can I say something about that, Dr. Jenkins? What would you call a soldier in the United States Army, a white one, who shoot innocent people in any country, Afghanistan?
Okay, what would you call them?
Would
that's
you
a
call
different
them
scenario.
Animals?
I didn't address that. I mean,
I'm
I
just
can't,
saying,
I can't
would
be
you call
responsible
them
for addressing every scenario. What would you
no,
call?
I'm saying
I
is,
the other guy
it,
before
it depends
you
on
jumped in, sir.
Who's
I
doing the shooting
what would
and what you're doing the shooting for.
Okay,
hold
I'm
up,
trying
Dr.
to get
James.
The question out, if I may.
Yeah.
I'm trying
yeah,
to get
up,
clarity
James.
Is what I'm trying to get. What would you
go
call
ahead.
Anybody that run around shooting other people? What would you call that person? Black, white, whatever
them,
color
call,
they are.
Will
what would you call
them?
So what do you call a police officer animal if he shoots somebody?
Absolutely. Some
well,
police
I,
officers
I would,
are animals, and their asses should be in jail. So what's the problem?
We all are animals. We all are animals.
Well, no,
we
I'm talking
animals.
About a low-class animal, an animal that's beneath the dignity of a human being. Let's be clear. See, let's get our terms straight. See, if we don't get our terms straight, before any two intelligent people can engage in an intelligent conversation, they have to define their terms. So anybody that just discriminately kills another person is less than an animal, because animals don't do that.
Now, listen, that's your definition. See, me, I wouldn't call anybody an animal. I would call
somebody. Okay, well, what would you call a person that just murdered other people? What's your term?
They're lost. They're lost. That's what they are.
I'm sorry,
sometimes
they call
them heroes.
What?
Sometimes they call them heroes. Depending on who they're working for.
What up, Dr. James?
Oh, that's absurd.
Right, no, that's his opinion. He has a right to his opinion. Just like you got a right to yours, just like I got a right to mine. I'm telling you that I wouldn't call a melanated person, because you were talking about a melanated person. That's
oh, so you excuse murderous actions on the part of melanated people. So you're a racist,
okay.
Right?
What did I say? Melanated people.
What did Martin Luther King say? Don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So you're doing the same thing you accuse other people of doing.
Okay. So listen, brother. You can talk that rhetoric to somebody else. You talk to somebody.
Okay, we're not brothers, and I'm not talking rhetoric, first of all. You are talking rhetoric. I'm talking actually. See, you are the one that is obfuscating. You are the one that's dancing around the issue. And pussyfooting. Look, after we finish this conversation, I go back to my healthy community. My luxurious lifestyle, and whatever lifestyle you go back to, well, that's on you. But if you sit here and misapply terms, that's on you, not me.
So listen, I hope everybody is listening to what you just heard. He's going back to his healthy environment, right? Now, and he also
that I created,
said,
yeah, that I created.
Listen,
damn right.
And he also came out of his mouth and said, we're not brothers. Who's a racist?
No, we aren't brothers.
Don't matter to me what color you are. But you didn't
don't throw that term around willy-nilly. I don't throw that term around. A person has to really be meaningful to me, and we have to be on the same page before I just throw that term around.
Well, guess what?
And so should anyone else that cares about it.
I'm not shallow. I'm not shallow like you. I don't have to.
All right, well, look here. We
brother.
Have no real argument, sir. I mean, I've listened to
arguing.
You for the last couple
We're
of
not
minutes.
Arguing. We're not
if you
arguing.
Don't
We're
like me,
discussion.
You don't have to like me. Like, I may not be your
did
cup
you,
of tea, but I get served.
Did you hear me say I didn't like you, or did you hear me call you my brother?
But I'm not arguing with you. You're very argumentative,
this
and
not
I'm not
argument.
Arguing. I have no beef
you know
with
what,
you.
People, you know what people like you, racist people like you, don't
you
like.
Go, there you go. There you go. Name calling and
racist.
Slandering me. Why don't you just stop right
racist.
Now? Why don't you just be the better man and just stop? Just drop
okay.
back.
You know why?
Okay.
Can I
like
say something, peacefully?
Like
can I say
no,
something,
Dr.
both of y'all people?
Stop, Dr. James.
Wait. Can I say something,
you
both of y'all people?
Like,
Stop. We just had a whole conversation about unity. Unity.
Yeah, that's
it
not
unity.
You don't get unity out of people calling melanated people animals.
Agreeing to disagree. He explained his definition of what he meant by it, and you explain your definition of what you meant by it, and it seems like it's still a miscommunication. You had not
no
quite gotten what it was.
About racist people.
What was said? So we have to
ain't
agree
no,
to
ain't
disagree.
Ain't no miscommunication with me about a racist.
Listen, we have to have peace and unity. We can't work anything out like this. We can't.
Well, I'll never have peace with a person that's calling melanated people animals. Never.
Well, listen, let me just say this peacefully.
Yes.
I remember years ago, Donald Trump, it was at the Central Park joggers, right? And they said that they raped that woman in the Central Park, three or four black kids, one Hispanic son. And
five.
Donald Trump put an ad in the paper. The animals, this and that. And it turned out everybody's calling them animals and all that. Donald Trump don't even know he's an animal too. But there's only 1% difference in his DNA as a deer, as a chimpanzee, right? But anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, he put in the ad in the paper, oh, the animals is that. Then it turns out, years later, they didn't even do it. So people say things they don't understand. They just say sometimes just because the anger or whatever. If somebody killed my daughter, my son, God forbid, I don't care if they police or gangster. I call them any kind of name because I'm upset. You know what I mean? But we know realistically that all races, all types of people, everybody kill each other. And it depends on whose side you're on. If there's a war, if you're on the United States side, you shoot somebody, you're a hero in the United States, but you're an animal in, say, Vietnam with the Vietnamese people. So you look at it from both sides. That's all.
Right. And we can't take it. Sometimes we just can't take things to that level that we going to be at each other's throat because we're never going to fix nothing like that. I thought that his point was valid. Maybe it might have been a little sensitive to you for other reasons. But, I mean, like he said, most of the time when somebody does something to somebody, doesn't matter what color they are, we're going to look at them as an animal or something else of the sort. But the key to everything is judge not, lest you be judged. The same way you judge other people is the way you judge. And the way y'all went back and forth, both of y'all felt the same way about each other. Both of y'all felt some type of way. So,
I never call anybody animal. I don't care what gender or what color you are. And I don't care what crime that you committed. And if you listen to what he said, when I called him my brother, he said to me, I wasn't his brother. And what he said was, when he gets off of here, he's going back to his safe place.
Advisor.
You have to know what you listen. You have to listen, but you got to know what you listen to.
Please do. In all
actuality, when we get off the phone, we all gonna go back to our safe, luxurious, unluxurious, whatever. He just named what his situation really was. And that's just,
right,
he said that I made for myself.
I didn't ask him what his situation was. I just addressed what he said. He didn't ask you to make the comment that you made either. I asked,
Sometimes everybody was freely speaking.
Right, but I addressed the racist comment that he made last week. Was you on the line when he made that comment?
He said, people, animals.
That's right.
Can I hear what he said? Can I hear what he said last week?
I'm sorry?
Can he repeat what he said last week? Because I didn't hear
it.
He's not going to repeat it.
He don't want to be Peter because you just heard he just spoke for himself. He just spoke it. He's a racist.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll speak for myself. I don't have a problem doing that. What I said was that anyone who murders
another person—that's not what you said, sir. That's not what you said, sir.
Oh, okay.
Would you shut up a minute?
Well, we don't have to start fighting stuff now. Yeah. Keep it
what
cool.
I
that's
said
what said,
was
sir.
Is that
you
anyone
gotta try to get along,
murders,
right?
I don't specifically recall the circumstance, but I can give you a context in which I would have said, like, for example, in Chicago, if you take a tabulation of the people in Chicago, every week there's a bunch of people that get killed, even little children. They're shot by other people. Now, my point is anyone who takes a gun, a loaded weapon, and points it at another person and just pulls the trigger, that person is less than an animal because they have no appreciation or respect for human life. So be honorable enough to quote me, if you're going to quote me, in the context in which I said something. I didn't just call anybody something. I call people who committed murderous acts something. And that applies, I don't give a damn what a person's skin color is. If they abuse other people, they're acting worse than animals. And they should be caged straight away.
You did not say that.
I appreciate. Wait a minute, Latoya. I appreciate the fact that what you just said just now, but last week.
Okay, well that's all I ever meant, and that's all I ever said. If someone misconstrued, some people just want to fight. That's all the hell they want to do. And that's the reason they can never collaborate, is because all their energy is invested in fighting, a stupid fight. So go ahead and do that if you want. I'll entertain you for a minute with that crap, but not long.
So you said if I want to quote you on...
So wait a minute. Let me tell you what I really call for, okay? Okay, because we're getting into ridiculousness. This is what I call for. I was speaking to Deshaun about, because he threw something at me that I thought about. I did a little bit of research. So if a person's neighborhood is not the way they like it, then what they have three basic options. They can either leave, which means they have the money to leave. They can stay and fight, or they can complain about it. Now, what I was going to say is that if the drug dealers are in one's community, drug dealers can be sent a clear message by having neighborhood patrols. I'm not just talking about neighborhood watch. I'm talking about neighborhood patrols. Because if they've moved into the neighborhood, they have to be moved out. Now, that's what I really call to discuss. And I was also going to discuss what I attempted to talk about was what's called those lobby brooms. Clean up the neighborhood. Get about 10 or 20 of those. Clean up the trash. Throw some paint on a house. Mow the lawns. Make the community look presentable. Let the police know that you're going to patrol your neighborhood and that you need their help. That way you can have a safe neighborhood and you won't have to cower in your own homes. That's what I call to speak about.
Mr. Solution, what did you research? What did you research find? Uh-huh. When you had to research that, what did you research find?
Do you want an answer or you want to fight?
I want an answer. I just asked you a question.
Right, you want an answer. Telling you what the research showed. There's what's called the broken window theory. When roaches and rats and other vermin see that a community is unprotected and they want to move into that community and create crime and harm the decent people that are there, they look for weaknesses in the community, like an unkempt community. If a community is clean, if it's pristine, then they understand that it's harder to set up shop in that community. That's what I learned.
Hello?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hello?
Okay, and I think the question was, where did you find that research? Like, where did you go and get that information?
Oh, well, you can go
said,
to the Department of Justice. You can listen to people
that.
Like, what is his name? Dr. It's anyway. You can just type it in. How to clean up a crime infested neighborhood. Collaborate with the police. Set up a patrol. It has to go beyond a neighborhood watch.
Hello?
Okay, someone needs to mute. Depending on how bad the crime infestation is, it may have to go beyond the neighborhood watch. You may have to be proactive. That is, you do a patrol. You get you some two-way walkie-talkies, and you work with the police. You let the police know what you're doing, and they will work with you to clean up your neighborhood. That's what you do, because I think it was Deshaun, was it you? Brought up to me, well, what if your neighborhood has drug dealers in it and people are getting shot?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. It was me. It was shot deep.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I'm responding to.
Okay, all right. Now, I just want to come and say, you know, that whenever I do a show,
the show is to bring unity. You know what I mean? And the thing that I said to you about, okay, what would you do? All right. You have a different perspective than most of us. So when you come up with your answers, sometimes it may come across to us offensive, just like some of the answers we give you, it comes across to you like we're doing the victim dance or something. You know, we want to be victims, and that's not what it is. It's just that you have a different perspective than what we have, and when you hear someone call another man brother, that's out of love for us as a whole, as a people. So when we say brother, we say as a people. There's a lot of things that we haven't even touched on when we were talking, that when I said, you know, it's a cause and it's a reaction to the cause of certain things that happen to young people that, you know, put them in certain situations. First of all, we in a country that was our country, and we were lied to and told the country that we were brought here as slaves. That's a big deal with who we are as a people. When you don't even know who you are as a person, it's easy for you to do anything. It's easy for you to kill, whatever, rape, whatever, because you don't know who you are. So it's empathy when you hear a person say brother to somebody who murdered somebody, because we're not talking about the act. Yeah, the act is horrendous. We hate the act, but we don't hate the individuals, because the individuals are caught up in certain circumstances. And when you say clean up the neighborhood police, it may work. If you can get the right police, if you can get the right police to help you, and they really care about the community enough to help you get your community back. As far as a drug dealer, I used to be a drug dealer. So when you say drug dealers like they're the worst people in the world, no. I was a drug dealer that wouldn't sell to pregnant women, wouldn't sell to children, you know what I mean, and wouldn't take food stamps, and protected the community. So when it's different types of people that's out here, we all have that same shade, you know what I mean? And it's like you and the brother was going back and forth, and the brother, I care about both of you. You have a place in our society. You know what I mean? There's a place for you in our society just as well as a place for him in our society. And what we need is the unity, and we need to be able to come together and get in where it's necessary for us to fit in. Like I was saying to you, you know, I listen to you. It's you, and I told you before, I don't agree with the thing that you say that money will solve all our solutions. You know, money is the key to solve everything that's wrong with us as a people. I don't personally believe that, but I do agree that we need money. I do agree with that. I mean, because if money solved everything, we wouldn't have had the Kyrie Irving situation. We wouldn't have had the Kanye West situation. These individuals got money, and they're still caught up in something that, you know, how would you express that? What they caught up in, as far as them having money and the situations the two of them in. Now, I would like to hear you respond. What is your response towards those situations?
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, you have to accurately assess what you're dealing with. I never said money solves all problems. Actually, I could tell you where money could cause more problems than it solves. All one has to do is look at the people who win the lottery. A lot of them end up in much more trouble after they win the lottery than before. But money is still important because it impacts every aspect of our lives. I talk about the proper use of money, because to do anything virtually, Deshaun, and you know this, so we should be on the same page, you're going to have to have money. You're going to have money to get food, housing, clothing, medicine, everything that keeps us alive and healthy has a base in money or a foundation. So I would say accurately assess money. And when you talk about wealthy people having trouble, okay, they do, but it's never like they're at their wits' end. It's just things they go through. I mean, say, for example, if I have to get a new roof, I've got to go through the trouble of getting someone to come and put it on and, you know, get the materials and all of that. But that's just part of the process.
Listen to me. I'm asking you a specific question. I'm not asking you a vague question. I'm asking you a specific question about two certain individuals. All the other stuff you ran down, I told you, I agree. I told you I agree that money is necessary. I told you that several occasions. You know what I mean? And you started throwing books at me like you felt like I didn't understand, but I understood that. But I'm asking about these two particular individuals.
Okay, I'll respond to that directly then. All right, this is the point with that. Would you like to be in Kanye's financial condition right now, even with the trouble he's having?
You could trade places with him right now.
Would you do it?
But you're not answering my question.
You're asking me a question
without you basically dodging the answer of the question pretty much to me. I'm thinking
I'm not dodging the question. If you answer the question, I'll answer that question. Will be the answer to the question. It's not that big of a deal what he's going through. Is the point?
Can I answer the brother's question? Let me answer the brother's question for you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would love to be in Kanye's position right now. And you know why I would like to be in his position right now? Because he was never, and none of the rest of them are never truly billionaires. You know why? Because they were under contract with somebody. And anybody that you sign a contract with, sir, that gives you a deal can take that deal away from you when you don't do what they say do. And Kanye, they didn't take the contract away from Kanye. What he did was he gave it back to him to free himself. And if you follow the story, the second that he gave the contract back to them, or they call themselves taking it, you know, Adidas call themselves taking it from him. No, he wanted it go back to them because it set him free. The second he did that, he went and got a permit to build his own town. See, nobody owns him now. See, the rest of them, they got under contract, the Jay-Z's and the other people that got these big contracts and other people that got big contracts. They have to do what they say in the contract. They can't talk about things that's positive. They got to keep singing about things that's negative, you know, that's going on in the world. So, yeah, I would love to be in this position right now. Because he gave back the contract that was never his money in the first place. What they give you, they can take away from you. So he freed himself, and then he went to go build. He's going to go build his own town. So I would love to be in a position right now.
Well, okay. Can I say something about what the gentleman was saying? The gentleman,
go ahead. Yeah.
But I don't know your name, sir. The gentleman that they was saying about the animals and stuff. But it's Dr. James. I agree with you about, I'm getting back into the neighborhoods, about the patrolling of the neighborhood. But one of the problems is the police don't really want civilians to patrol their own neighborhood for several reasons. And one of them is that the civilians are not going to carry guns. And these kids, they have guns out there. And then civilians are likely to get shot. And also the police don't like that because you're doing their job and they feel like that will make it less, you know, necessary to have so many police officers. You know, but I do believe that you have a good idea. I think what you need to do is you need to hire people in the neighborhood should go around and ante up like a little monthly bill, small amount, and hire a security company that has the cars that patrols the neighborhood how many blocks or whatever on a regular basis, especially at night, and drive around one or two cars at night and protect it like that, where those security guards have a radio, they're trained. They may not have guns, but they are, you know, they're trained. Some of them do have guns, you know. But just to put the straight civilians out there, I don't think the police like that so much, because the civilians can get shot, and they're not allowed to carry guns. That's all.
Okay, I like that. Let me respond to that, because I'm not saying I know everything, because that's why it's necessary to brainstorm this. But you did mention you have to, one has to, the neighborhood has to have the resources, in other words, the money, to pay someone to do it. Okay, fine. But there has to be negotiation with City Hall, because City Hall does have jurisdiction over the various neighborhoods, and they have jurisdiction over the police. So what would have to happen, that would have to be negotiated by the concerned citizens in that particular neighborhood. And all I'm doing, right, I don't have the problem, and I wouldn't have the problem. But since Jayshon raised the problem to me and we were in conversation, I thought it through. Go ahead.
Shadi.
Okay, fine. But Jayshon, you witnessed it, right?
Right.
Yes.
We were all in. We all witnessed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, I, as my namesake, I'm trying to bring a solution, because I want to see people live in peace to the greater
degree.
But
they have drug problems every single neighborhood in this country, black, white, rich, poor, Beverly Hills, California. There's somebody selling drugs. So what happens
is
they'll take those drugs off the street and they'll
sell
them in the house.
I would put it this way. If I'm walking in the rain, I can't stop the rain, but if I have an umbrella, I'm pretty well shielded. So
what
you're saying, but I don't see the overall relevance of it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you're not going to really stop all the drug dealing. But what I'm also saying is that if you hire a security company, like the people in the neighborhood ante up $20 a month or whatever it costs, and they get a licensed security company, they bypass a lot of that stuff with the city, because they get a license from the city or the state to be a security company, so then they can do security. Now, they may have to work with the police. They always work with the police, you know, and they may have to work with City Hall. But the likelihood of them patrolling certain neighborhoods is much more likely than the people in the neighborhood just getting together and trying to do it themselves. You might save money if you try to do it yourself, but you run into a lot of problems. You know,
well,
but
I appreciate that, sir, but my position is whatever works.
One of my friends, he started a security company. He had a friend that started a security company, just like that. And he would go to the different houses in the neighborhood, and they would pay him a certain amount every month or whatever. And he patrolled certain blocks.
Dr. James, wait a minute. Whenever you hear that drill bell, Dr. James, that means it's a guest coming on, and they're going to speak. So whenever you hear that drill bell come in.
I didn't know that.
I'm just telling you. I know you didn't know. That's why I'm explaining it to you.
Can everybody hear me?
Go ahead,
Okay. Yeah, well, we over the time, and it's going to cut off in about 2 minutes. But look. This was a good podcast, you know what I mean? And everybody got different points of view, and it's always a good thing when you could try to make understand and understood, because like Shadi said, we all coming from different environments and cultures, even though we all black, you know what I mean? Some people, like Shadi said, some people might take offense to certain things. Like something Mr. Solution might say, it might come off as offensive to somebody else, and something we might say might come off. But the one common denominator at the end of the day is that unity. We gotta stick to. We can't separate each other. We gotta build to an understanding. You know what I mean? So somebody used the term animal this way, or they didn't use it in that way. Okay, we moving on past that. It was said, it probably heard it, it probably cut it. You know, some people, and I mean sometimes things people say. I used to tell females, they used to say certain things to me. I used to be like, you want to cut me with a machete and then give me a Band-Aid to cover the cut. It's too late. You know what I mean? It was said. So let's just move on to, you know, to something else. But I respect everybody on the show. I really appreciate everybody to call in and take their time out, because you don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You could be anywhere. You know what I mean? But I really appreciate it. I really don't know what happened tonight, but my show is usually different, but it feels good. It feels damn good to have all the females and males on here, and you know, people speaking from their heart and speaking from actual experiences. Like, knowledge is something gained from actual experiences. So I really appreciate everybody's intellect and intelligence. I want to thank the doctor for calling, Latoya, Deborah, Shadi, Mr. Solution, Leon, Deshaun, Forrest. You know what I mean? Like we said, we're gonna end this positive. You know what I mean? We're gonna end this like this. We got a bunch of podcasts on here right now, and really, we all support each other. You know what I mean? Boris is on my show. Shadi is on his show. Leon calls for this show. Latoya listens to everybody's show. Deborah calls in. You know what I mean? Mr. Solution, he listens to. He been on my show. He been on Shadi's show. He been on my Sunday night show. The point of impact. So I believe that, I don't really believe that anybody goes on anybody's show to stir up negativity. I don't want to believe that. You know what I mean? I just believe that people bring different thoughts and ideas. You know what I mean? And sometimes things just don't mix right. And if it don't mix right, that's okay. You know what I mean? Because no two people is the same. You know what I mean? The unalike attracts. You know, the alike with all of us, sometimes we're going to rebel against each other. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Because like I think Deborah just said, at the end of the day, when I get off the phone, I'm in the comfort of my home. She in the comfort of her home. Mr. Solution in the comfort of his home. And we just got to, you know what I mean, we got to build off of this moment. We got to build off of this podcast. So when we come out here on Shadi's show or Farce's show or any show, we just continue to take, I'm going to call them baby steps. We're going to continue to take
John,
baby steps.
I have one quick point, if I may, when you say so.
Real quick.
Okay, yeah, what I say, okay, and I appreciate what the gentleman said addressing my concern about the neighborhood, because you posed it to me. But I'll say this, those lobby brushes still work, a good coat of paint still work in the neighborhood, and mowing the lawns still work. Even if you don't do the patrolling yourself, if you get that done by someone else, I understand the security risk and the safety concerns. So if you can't get out there and patrol yourself, get it done. But I would still say clean up. Pick up the trash. Make sure you keep your neighborhood clean. And that way it'll be less likely to be invaded. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir.
We, we need you down here in the hood. I got a paintbrush for you. We need you down here in the hood.
John, you may have said that in a funny way, but I paint enough. That's the reason I know that it works. And I was only addressing a problem that was presented to me. I didn't just conjure this up. I'm responding to something.
I'm just joking.
All right. Hey, I take that paintbrush with pride. And the lawnmower.
And the lawnmower. Yeah, look, you need the details, you can reach out to me or you can go to his Facebook page, Forrest Nance, to get the information. Sunday, we got the Point of Impact, the same phone number here at 7 o'clock. Monday, we got Dre's show. Wednesday, we got Shadi's show. Let's talk about it. Yo, we got to stick together. We gotta help each other. That's the only way we're going to make it. You know what I mean? And we all could grab a paintbrush. We all could grab a garbage can and clean up the community. And I mean, we got to start somewhere to something. But let's not only clean up the community, let's clean up our minds. You know what I mean? Let's do that. Let's clean up our minds so we could deal with each other with love and address people with love and you know, and things like that. That's what it's all apart. Mr. Solution just dropped the call, so he's out of here. Anybody want to talk about him? Nah.
Melanated people or black people, whatever y'all call yourself.
That's exactly what he said.
Hey, is he black?
Yeah,
you kept that bone from last week,
Leon. Hold up. What'd you say, dude?
I said, you kept that bone from last week for him, didn't you?
That's right, brother, because I ain't like that, brother, because it was racist.
Yeah. He was talking. He said that, he said black people are animals because they run around shooting each other. And then
the question was asked,
what about the school? He reversed
that question.
Black people are animals. And then he also said, what do y'all call yourself, melanated black people, or whatever y'all want to call yourself? What's the racist bastard?
And that was verbatim. And he said that verbatim. And when he's talking about cleaning up the neighborhood, he's only talking about cleaning up the black neighborhood. You understand?
Well, I know.
So
that's why I say
people don't like
here.
People. Yeah, but people like him don't like when they run across intelligent, melanated people that can speak and talk their language and call them out on what they say. So when you talk about uniting, when Lisa was talking about uniting, what I wanted to say to her was, this is uniting. When you come on these platforms and you talk, this is uniting. The world is not such a nice place right now, but everybody's not bad people. And if somebody comes on a line, I don't care if it's my line, Forrest's line, I don't care whose line it is, if you talk about my people, then you're going to definitely ruffle my feathers, and I'm going to stand up and protect us regardless of how wrong, right, or indifference we may be. But you don't talk about my people and call us whatever we want. First of all, I don't even use that word black. You don't talk about my melanated people and think I'm not going to respond to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. Works in them European neighborhoods. It don't work over here in our neighborhoods because the people who run in the city don't want to do nothing for us.
Me in the gated community. Look, we got to get out of here. Yo, everything stay safe.
Right.
You know, peace and blessings. I really appreciate the show tonight. We just got to keep moving on and everything. We have to get out of here. And we're gonna pray for Mr. Solution too. You know what I mean? That we're gonna pray for Mr. Solution that he wakes up tomorrow morning. Right. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Shout out, young sister.
You to know that I love you. Show me who I love you.
you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, and love a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will want to see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I want to say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.